I want to begin by thanking you for this opportunity to speak today. Much of the discussion about budget cuts can feel abstract, but my goal today is to speak plainly about what 3 years of budget reductions have meant for UC Santa Cruz and what the upcoming cuts will mean for our campus. The painful truth is that we are at the point of compromising educational quality. We are jeopardizing our role as a leading research university, and we are struggling to meet our basic public safety and fiduciary responsibilities. Our students, faculty, and staff are feeling the impacts of these cuts. I believe I was asked to speak here today in part because UC Santa Cruz is a smaller, younger campus without a medical center. As such, we have fewer resources. We've had to be entrepreneurial in all our choices. We do have a proud track record of making the most of our resources, and it's got us where we are today. And I believe that our culture of strategic decision-making will serve us well in these dire circumstances. But let's be clear, UC Santa Cruz is already a research powerhouse. Our professors are aiding the recovery of stroke victims, helping the blind to see, pioneering the individualized treatment of cancer, charting climate change in the Andes, publishing award-winning fiction, preparing students like two-time Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Dana Priest of the Washington Post. Their accomplishments are evident in measures that are familiar to all of you. In a recent comparison with AAU institutions, UC Santa Cruz ranks fourth for citations per research paper, behind only Harvard, Caltech, and MIT. And when compared to AAU schools without medical schools, UC Santa Cruz ranks ninth in federal research dollars per faculty member. I remind you of these achievements to underscore what's at risk today. Like all of our sister campuses, UC Santa Cruz aspires to even greater heights, and that is in jeopardy. As you know, today's challenges follow three difficult years. At UC Santa Cruz, funding for our core functions has been permanently reduced by nearly 13% since 2008. That reflects state cuts as well as increased costs. Of course, you know what's happening with pension contributions and health care costs. We have kept current with cuts. No budgeting tricks, no funny financing. We've worked closely with our academic senate, deans, and principal officers. Despite dwindling state support, we've attempted to create a multi-year budget framework to help campus leaders plan strategically. So far, we've implemented our cuts differentially. We've protected our academic programs at the expense of support units, and we've made strategic investments to secure our future. We have been conservative and we have been prudent. The take-home message with this latest cut, our budget for our core functions will be 21% smaller than just 4 years ago, all while we're serving more students and managing a robust, externally funded research portfolio whose growth has outpaced the national average. I'm proud that we've been recognized for our leadership in cost-cutting and efficiencies. We've restructured information technology services. We centralized most business and human resource functions. We invested in decision-making systems, our data warehouse project that consolidated information in ways that allow us to make more informed decisions. That project is a model throughout the country. We've also achieved cost savings through energy efficiency, water conservation, waste diversion, and the like. But we don't look the same as we used to. We've ceased providing faculty and staff childcare. We've cut spending on library collections. We are losing or delaying programs of value to faculty and to students. So you see, we've already cut and streamlined and coordinated and optimized. The storyline is consistent. We've worked hard to ensure that our students can get the courses they need and can make timely progress toward graduation. But I fear that in doing so, we have masked just how tenuous our research situation is. In the face of these new cuts, that mask will fall. Let me speak plainly about impacts. First, we will not be able to make these new cuts strategically. We have to cut everywhere. We have trimmed and we have trimmed. These reductions will cut right to the heart of our instruction and research missions. To date, we have reduced curricular offerings to the point that some gateway courses are offered only once a year. In order to continue to offer some protection for our academic programs, here's what we're considering now. Further cuts to funding for unfilled faculty positions. And let me put that in context. We have already hollowed out 80 faculty FTE in the last 3 years. And now we face cutting 40 more. That would amount to 16% of our faculty positions. 16% of our faculty FTE could be on the budget books with no funding behind them. That means essentially no hiring, no replacing faculty who leave or retire. For some departments, there aren't enough faculty to carry the curriculum, and they're having to consider suspending degree programs. We will also have to make further cuts to funding for teaching assistants. We've defunded 110 teaching assistantships to date, and we're now facing the prospect of cutting 120 more. Students have felt these impacts, and it's going to get worse. A mother called my office just last week to complain that her child, a senior, couldn't get in the lab she needs to graduate in June, and that they can't afford another quarter. I expect we will be getting many more calls like that. Staff have also been impacted. So far, on our campus, 316 positions have been eliminated or reduced. We cut vacant positions where we could, but many people lost their jobs. Now we face the prospect of cutting another 150 jobs. This is huge for a campus of our size that's already thinly resourced. Everyone is impacted by staff cuts. Students, faculty, the staff who lose their jobs, and those staff who survive the cuts and then face an increased workload. All of these cuts will have repercussions for years to come. They will challenge our ability to meet our obligations. Given the magnitude of these cuts, we can't even exempt our public safety operations, fire, police, and environmental health and safety. The same applies to our internal audit and controller's offices. These cuts are making us vulnerable in many ways. We recognize the value to the state of overcoming California's persistent budget issues once and for all. UC Santa Cruz is fulfilling our founder's promise. We offer an intimate, college-based undergraduate experience and all the opportunities of a major research university. We are providing access. Our student body is more diverse, more reflective of California than ever. 44% of our frosh this year will be the first in their families to earn a four-year degree. We know how college transforms life, but access to quality public higher education is in jeopardy, not just in California, but across the country. The University of California is at a crossroads. Will we allow these cuts to degrade the quality and accessibility of our institution, thereby forsaking our history and giving up on our future? Today, I ask you for three things to help us meet this challenge. First, give the campuses as much flexibility as possible as we implement these cuts. Second, do everything in your power to help the university secure multi-year budget stability. That will be critical for the campuses, especially the smaller ones. And third, I ask you to keep all options on the table. This is a defining moment for the university and for future generations of California students. Thank you.